Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Republican presidential candidate John Huntsman stumps for votes in South Carolina today, and as it turns out, it's a rare day for Huntsman. Up to this point, the former two-term governor of Utah has campaigned almost exclusively in New Hampshire. And as WBUR's Fred Tice reports, Huntsman is beginning to make inroads in the Granite State.
John Huntsman explains his strategy this way. He wants to avoid the meteoric rises and flameouts of Michelle Bachmann, Rick Perry, and Herman Cain.
I don't want 15 minutes of fame. I want a sustained rise that isn't fickle and isn't short-lived. And in order to get that, you've got to lay a substantive groundwork here in New Hampshire, which is what we're doing.
And the numbers show that Huntsman is getting just what he wants, a slow and steady rise in support. University of New Hampshire polling for the last 2 months in a row found 8% of likely voters in the Republican presidential primary saying they would vote for him. That's the most he's gotten so far. It puts him in fourth place behind Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, and Ron Paul. The UNH poll finds that most voters have yet to line up behind a candidate, and that's the case with many of the 70 people who show up to hear Huntsman speak at the Merrimack Town Hall. Voters like Chris Miser, she says she's still considering all the candidates.
I haven't even begun to make up my mind yet.
Most people still don't know who John Huntsman is. Louise Charney is among those who want to know more.
We see the others, but we don't hear too much about him. He's new, so let's see what he has to say.
Charney has come with her friend, Priscilla Bernasconi.
Do you know who you're going to support?
At this point, it's between Huntsman and Romney. And I have not heard Mr. Huntsman talk, so I'd like to see him in person and maybe get a chance to answer, ask some questions.
She gets a chance.
What's your position on Social Security? I have 6 kids that I'm concerned about. And then plus their spouses and lots of grandchildren. So I'm worried about Social Security. Not for myself, but for them.
We can save Social Security. It was a commitment made to our people back in 1935. I think for good reason.
Huntsman is trying to peel support away from Romney. Here he is making a pretty damning comment about Romney.
And anyone who is in the hip pocket of Wall Street because of all of the donations that they're picking up like Mr. Romney is these days is not going to be a change agent when it comes to fixing the too-big-to-fail banking system.
Huntsman is not being entirely fair to Romney. Yes, Goldman Sachs is Romney's biggest contributor, but Wall Street is also Huntsman's main source of campaign money. The problem for Huntsman is that he's been raising so little money. That could explain why his organization is so small, a dozen staffers in New Hampshire, and that includes his national headquarters staff. It's a problem the architect of John McCain's successful New Hampshire campaigns, Mike Dennehy, has noticed.
He doesn't seem to have an organization the way John McCain did, certainly, or others who have spent a great deal of time in New Hampshire. And perhaps it's just the fact that he's not been able to connect that well yet, and he's got to get moving quick.
Part of Huntsman's strategy has been to appeal to moderate Republicans and independents who can vote in the primary. He supports civil unions for gay couples, but he's also attracting conservatives. At the Merrimack Town Hall, Huntsman, dressed in dark pants, open-collar white shirt, dark jacket, makes a connection with Mike Malzone, a tile setter who started the Merrimack Tea Party and who rushed here from work with smudges of grout on his clothes.
Thanks for coming here this evening. I'm sorry for my attire.
Sorry for mine. I'd much rather be looking like you.
Working and didn't have time to clean up before I came to see you tonight, but you're going to make going to work a little bit easier tomorrow. It was very uplifting listening to you speak here this evening.
Malzone is not the only conservative Huntsman's been impressing. Jennifer Horn, a former Republican congressional candidate, has been organizing forums with all of the major Republican presidential candidates. She says the recent town hall meeting in Nashua with Huntsman surprised about 100 people with some of the things they learned.
Including things like John Huntsman actually implemented a school voucher program in Utah, and John Huntsman has implemented a flat tax in Utah. Some of those core red meat issues of conservative Republicans.
Still, Huntsman has a long way to go in a very short time. Chris Meiser, the woman who said she's looking at all the candidates, says he's interesting, but she's going to do some more homework.
The one thing he said that did make sense was reforming the tax code. Tax code's got to be taken care of, and Obamacare's got to go. So that much is something.
There's something else that experienced watchers of New Hampshire primaries have noticed that makes them wonder how serious Huntsman really is about winning the nomination. His appearance in Merrimack was his only one that day. The next day, he made two appearances. Compare that to John McCain. 4 years ago, he would make 6 to 8 campaign stops. Still, the number of people who are showing up at each of Huntsman's appearances is growing. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.